In 2024, a Donald Trump campaign speech is many things. It's a forum to air grievances against his opponents and his criminal charges, a place to brag about his popularity among supporters, and for lengthy stream-of-consciousness responses to political news of the day. But a Trump speech also gives insight into how he would govern if he wins in November. NPR's Stephen Fowler listened to 15 campaign speeches from this year to help unpack common themes and promises that make up Donald Trump's rally set list.
If you've ever listened to a Trump rally, you know about its infamous playlist that runs for hours before he speaks, an eclectic mix of songs that ranges from Elton John's Tiny Dancer to Phantom of the Opera and culminates with Lee Greenwood's country classic. God, yeah. But it's also helpful to think of what Trump says at these events as its own curated playlist. Never the same topics in the same order, heavy on the greatest hits, but with plenty of space left for new tracks that riff on what's popular. Plenty of his speeches tied to where he is, who he's talking to, and how it fits in the political moment. Take this throwback rally all the way back in January in Indianola, Iowa.
Hello, Iowa. One day from now, we're going to win. I was first in the nation caucuses.
It's the night before the first presidential primary contest, so Trump's remarks feature diss tracks against top rivals Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, plus crowd-pleasing mentions of tariffs that affect Iowa farmers and increased access to ethanol. But there's also plenty of typical Trumpian fare that could have been delivered anywhere.
But these caucuses are your personal chance to score the ultimate victory over all of the liars, cheaters, thugs, perverts, frauds, crooks, freaks, creeps, and other quite nice people.
It can be hard for even seasoned observers to track what's new or notable in his speeches. The runtime is often more than an hour and can switch tone and topics at random. A common thread is attacks against an array of criminal charges against him, with prosecutors alleging everything from election interference to business fraud to mishandling classified documents. For example, in 15 major speeches reviewed by NPR from this year, Trump says his indictments far outpace the reputation of a notorious gangster.
Remember, I've been indicted more than Al Capone, the great gangster.
And Alphonse Capone.
So you know who Alphonse Capone is?
Alphonse Capone, Scarface.
There's also the familiar verses that mock President Joe Biden's age, appearance, activities, and actions as president.
Biden and his accomplices, and that's what it is. It's really more the accomplices. I mean, the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't find the stairs to a platform.
And one-hit wonders that raise eyebrows and make headlines, like the time in Conway, South Carolina, where Trump said he wouldn't defend some NATO allies against Russia.
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You gotta pay. You gotta pay your bills.
Or in Dayton, Ohio, where Trump warned his defeat could be terrible for the automotive industry.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's gonna be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
As the year has progressed, Trump's rallies have taken a darker, more defiant tone, and his greatest hits are increasingly hitting back at groups that he feels have wronged him or aren't on board with his Make America Great Again tour. In North Carolina and Virginia, Pennsylvania and Nevada, to hear Trump tell, there will be no America unless he is in charge and Joe Biden is vanquished.
He's a demented tyrant who is trying to destroy our democracy.
The hostile phrasing around the promise to implement hardline policies like mass deportations and expanding the powers of the presidency to punish opponents is a feature, not a bug, of Trump's campaign message. A message that says the stakes are too high to ignore.
We will fight for America like no one has ever fought before. 2024 is our final battle.
While no two rallies are the same, the final notes of a Trump speech are like a catchy political earworm as he vows to make America powerful, wealthy, strong, proud, and safe once more.
And we will make America
make America,
make America great again. Thank you very much. Thank you, North Carolina. Go out and vote.
Trump's last two rallies were held on the only day of the week his New York trial was not in session. But he largely avoided talking about that trial that has kept him off the campaign trail. In front of his biggest fans, once again, Trump's verbal playlist in Waukesha, Wisconsin, featured comedic asides like this response to a protester.
Thank you. Go home to mom, right? Go home to your mom.
Between his usual comments about closing the southern border, deporting migrants, and claiming global conflict would cease if he was in charge, Trump made inflammatory remarks about Palestinian refugees that garnered little media attention.
Under no circumstances should we bring thousands of refugees from Hamas-controlled terrorist epicenters like Gaza to America. We just can't do it.
Trump reiterated support for a travel ban from Muslim-majority countries and implied an influx of migrants to the U.S. would lead to a terrorist attack similar to the October 7th attack in Israel.
We do not need a jihad in the United States of America.
A few hours later, Trump curated a different vibe in Freeland, Michigan, making no mention of Gaza. He did, however, give significant airtime to his criminal proceedings and how much they cramped his campaign style.
As you know, I have come here today from New York City, where I'm being forced to sit for days on end in a kangaroo courtroom with a...
And because it's the Trump show, that applause line was followed by a familiar refrain.
Alphonse Capone. Has anyone ever heard of Al Capone? Scarface.
Until the New York hush money trial has wrapped, Trump's main act will be headlining the inside and outside of a Manhattan courtroom. He'll take his show on the road again on Saturday in New Jersey, where you can expect to hear a familiar tune, like this Sam and Dave song, Hold On, I'm Coming, that typically ends his rallies.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Stephen Fowler, NPR News, Atlanta.